Welcome to the Weekend Stakes Preview on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by Naira Betts.
As the field comes off the turn and enters the stretch, Keep Me In Mind is down towards the rail, less than 3/16 to the finish. It is Essential Quality in front, Keep Me In Mind and Mask Parade as they move for the 16th pole. Essential Quality challenged here by Keep Me In Mind. Keep Me In Mind and Essential Quality, they battle it out in the Jim Dandy Stakes. Essential Quality won it. Essential Quality by a neck. Keep Me In Mind was second. And Mask Parade finished third, the mile and an eighth, in 1 minute, 49 and 4/5 seconds.
Now here's Anthony Stabile and Jude Feld.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I'm the Big A, Anthony Stabile, up in Saratoga. The Pontiff of the Pick Four, Jude Feld, filling in for Bobby Newman. He's down in our Lexington, Kentucky studios with our producer, our man Lee Della Pina. A dozen stakes. We'll kick you off tonight with some Charlestown Oaks and Classic action. Go all the way to Sunday. Shared Belief, your Kentucky Derby winner for now, supplemented to the Shared Belief. Actually, I called him Shared Belief. Medina Spirit, your Kentucky Derby winner, supplemented to the Shared Belief. Sorry, Jude. I might have COVID. I might not. I have no idea what's going on. What's happening?
Everything's cool. Yeah, it gets to be a little crazy. Who's the Kentucky Derby winner, the horse that crossed the line first in the Kentucky Derby, all that stuff drives me nuts. But anyway, we're
that's
here.
My favorite way they put it so far. The horse that crossed the line first in the Kentucky Derby. It's so eloquent.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's wild. It covers all the bases. Yeah, it's been a crazy year. It's gotten a little crazier up here. I've been off the airwaves most of the week. Again, thank you to everybody who's reached out. Thank you, Jude, for being able to fill in. I may have COVID-19. I may not. We have a negative test, a positive test, another negative test. We're waiting on the tiebreaker as we speak. So it's a big game three for me this afternoon to tomorrow. Either way, the show must go on. And the Travers, the Runhappy Travers, is upon us. You heard Essential Quality. He's going to be a prohibitive favorite tomorrow when he faces just six others in the Midsummer Derby. Looking forward to the Travers like we do each and every year. If you want to play along, head on over to NairaBets.com to open an account. Promo code HRRN200. Deposit match up to $200 of your initial bonus. Your initial deposit at NairaBets.com for more details. There is a second chance cash back tomorrow. It's in the Travers Stakes. So you got a chance to bet $20. Get $20 back if your horse finishes second. You opt in, number one. That's how you got to do with all the promos from now on. You opt in. You bet at least $20 to win on a horse in the Travers at Saratoga tomorrow afternoon. If your horse finishes second, get your $20 back. It's that simple. Travers second chance cash back. Head to NairaBets.com for more details. You and I have covered many of these Travers Day cards together. This one tomorrow, as good as they get. First things first, though, Pontiff. Tonight, here on the network, from 9 to 10:30, Bobby Newman, Mike Penna, live from Charlestown Races. Going to bring you the Charlestown Classic and Charlestown Oaks. 9 to 10:30, Sirius 218, XM 201, stream it live at horseracingradio.net. Should be a fun night, and we're going to cover those two races in a minute.
Yeah, always a good time at Charlestown, and Eric Zimney, the director of racing there, he really puts the show on the big screen, so to speak. This race has really gotten huge over the years, and sometimes a purse is a million. Tonight it's 800,000, but you know, what's a couple hundred grand? So you want to win
a couple hundred grand between friends, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but really nice card tonight at Charlestown, and our friend John Kosiak, the famous baseball scout, he sent me a note yesterday. The race after the Charlestown Classic, it's also a stakes. There's one horse in the race, the number 10 horse is 0-3 at Charlestown, and the rest of the field has 84 wins.
Combined. How amazing is that?
That's crazy, right? So anyway, that's something to to look at later on this evening if you're still awake. Charlestown Classic goes at 10:18 Eastern time.
The Frank Gall Memorial is the race at 10:48. Another 7 furlong special. All right, so let's get involved in the ones that we're going to cover. You can play these at Naira Bets tonight, too. Charlestown Oaks, grade 3, goes as race number 11, 7 furlongs. That's 2 turns around the bull ring down at Charlestown. 400,000 on the line. A field of 11, 10 with an AE. Alela is the also eligible right now on a 2-race win streak. So we'll see if anybody comes out of here. Field of 10 will go. Caramel Swirl. Bill Mott tried a bunch of different things with this filly. She went long. She went on the turf. The truth of the matter is she's a sprinter. She's won 2 of her last 3. Lone Blemish came in the 8 bells where she didn't get away that well. But she won very nicely second week at Saratoga. She's 5-2 on the morning line. More importantly, Jude, with a little speed and the iron, it's a big draw for a filly like her.
Yeah, and the horses to her outside in the gate are not that quick. So she should be able to break well and get a jump on these. She has a big chance. I thought the only horse that maybe had a legit shot of beating her was the 8, R. Adios Jersey, who also has a lot of speed but can sit. Paco Lopez is riding her for Georgina Baxter, who's a very high percentage trainer, and so I thought that was the race, the 1 and the 8.
Yeah, perfect. 4-for-4 is our Adios Jersey. She won the maiden 35, and then she beat some Florida breds a couple of times. She won open. Her bias speed figures improved with every point of call. Yeah, this is she's an interesting one. It's funny, you and I found the same too, and I don't know if it was because of the pace. It sure looks like they have a huge pace edge on the rest of these. The Safi Joseph runner is the third horse I would use, is the 10 All Worthy, who comes in. This horse ran well behind a couple of decent sprinters to start her career. Then she went the one turn mile at Gulfstream. She won both of those races. She ran well enough in the Monmouth Oaks last time. Now she cuts back to the 7/8. I think the 7/8 around the 2 turns is going to be what she wants to do. She draws Tyler Gaffleon, All Worthy. So I would play a little 1/8, 1/10, and then I would box the 3 of them because, you know, if you get Caramel Swirl out, the other 2 are going to be boxcar numbers, 10 to 1 range. You'll get yourself a nice exacta, but I think it'll be tough. You can lean on Caramel Swirl, I think. A little 1/8, 10 box for me. Race number 11 goes as the grade 3, Charlestown Oaks. The 12th is the big one, Charlestown Classic, grade 2, 800,000 on the line. 1/1/8, 3 turns for the 1/1/8. Starts right about halfway down the back stretch of Charlestown. And then they go around once. So 1.5 times around. A field of 10 going to go to post, like Jude said. They're going to chase 800,000. Art Collector. He would have been the second choice in the Kentucky Derby last year behind Tis the Law. He was scratched the week of the race. He had a long, arduous journey back to the races this year. He's now in the care of Bill Mott. He won the Restricted Alley Dar last time. He comes in as the 5-2 favorite. Luis Saez, the leading rider at Saratoga by double-digit wins going into the Friday afternoon, going to take the call. He was aboard last time when this horse ran first time for Mott.
Yeah, a little bit of a trainer change from Tom Drury, who's a very good trainer, to Bill Mott, probably because Drury was going to stay in Kentucky and get his horses ready the way that he does. Very highly skilled guy. This horse won for Mott last time out. Not a shocker, would have won for Drury as well, I'm sure. He's got good numbers. I wasn't all that impressed with his race. I thought it was a good comeback effort, but I don't know if it puts him like right on edge for this race. This is not an easy race.
It's not.
I give him a chance. I like Sleepy Eyes Todd. He won this race last year. He won it for fun. It's been my experience that horses that like bullring tracks are that way for a reason. They're good turn runners. They're athletic. They switch leads early. They have kind of a knack for it. I like the fact that Eichelberry is coming to ride this horse. He's a great bullring rider. 6-1 on the line kind of attracted me as well. I made the race 7, 8, and 6. You talked about Safi Joseph last time in the Oaks. I think New York Traffic has a legitimate shot here in the Charlestown Classic.
So. Yeah, I don't disagree. I don't disagree. The other horse I thought was a little interesting could be Rushi. He's kind of tailed off form. I don't know if they've figured out what kind of runner he is. I would try and get him off the pace, 2-3 lengths off the pace, and let him make one run tonight. But yeah, you and I saw the race very similarly. I saw it 8-6 Art Collector over New York Traffic with a little Rushi and a little Sleepy Eyes. Todd, I'll make Art Collector the top pick tonight for race number 12, the Charlestown Oaks. And Classic. Charlestown Classic goes as race 12. Again, catch it tonight, 9 to 10:30, Sirius 218, XM 201. Stream it live at horseracingradio.net. All right, let's kick off the Saturday Saratoga action with the Ballston Spa, grade 2. Mile and a 16th on the turf for the fillies and mares. It'll go as race number 4. Field of 6, leading trainer Chad Brown. You knew it wasn't going to be long before we were saying that. He's got half of them. The 2 Tamahir with Herrera Ortiz Jr., the 3 Viadera with Joel Rosario, and the 6 California Queen with Flavian Pratt.
Yeah, I think any one of the Browns could win, but I picked Viadera on top. She's very talented. She had a 3-race winning streak going and then had a little bit of trouble. She was coming off a layoff, and she was blocked and steadied, and I think she wasn't lacking any fitness. She didn't need the race. She needed a good trip. So hopefully she gets a little bit better run. She's very talented. Joel Rosario sticking with her. Why take a guy off just because something bad happened? He knows this filly, and he's won 3 races on her. So I like that move.
Yeah, she looked like she needed the race this time. I think the most important part of her running back is the fact that she's coming back in 20 days. I think that's a key. To everything you pointed to, I'm with you. She's my girl. I love Viadera. She goes as race number 4, the grade 2 Ballston Spa. Like we said, Chad has Tamahir. He also has California Queen. The other horse I would look at is the 4 New York Girl, who got a nightmare ride last time. John Velasquez is going to ride for the first time. He rode her in the Distaff Mile behind Blowout. Johnny's going to ride. I would be very surprised if this filly wasn't forward, maybe even in front of Platinum Painter tomorrow. I'm going to try and get a 3-4 home Viadera over New York Girl in race number 4, the grade 2 Ballston Spa. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll bring you the Blood Horse News update. We'll bring you a bunch more. Actually, it's 6 grade 1s coming your way from Saratoga, including the Run Happy Travers later on in the program. You're listening to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
This year, the fans choose the finalists. Coming this August, for the first time ever, the fans pick the finalists in 4 2021 America's Best Racing Fan Choice Awards categories. Favorite racing TV personality, racetrack food, podcast or radio show, and favorite smaller circuit racetrack. Get ready to be heard and to vote on americasbestracing.net.
Mark your calendars for the biggest night of racing in Charlestown history. It's the Grade 2 Charlestown Classic and Grade 3 Charlestown Oaks on Friday, August 27th. This spectacular card features 9 stakes races and over $2 million in purses, plus $100,000 guarantees in the late Pick 4 and Pick 5, and a mandatory payout in the Jackpot Pick 6. It's the Charlestown Classic in Charlestown Oaks on Friday, August 27th, here at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
Watch and wager on world-class racing from Woodbine Racetrack with Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday post times of 1:10 p.m. Eastern and a Friday post time of 4:50 p.m. Eastern. And on September 18th and 19th, you are not going to want to miss another big 2 days of racing with four Grade 1 races, including three Breeders' Cup Challenge Winning Your In races featuring the Woodbine Mile, Natalma, and Summer Stakes. For more information on racing and handicapping, visit woodbine.com. That's woodbine.com.
Hey, this is Sean Clancy. This Saturday on the Equine Forum, I go in the room with jockey David Flores. We talk about what makes a 53-year-old retired jockey come back and ride a race at Saratoga. We talk about what it was like to ride the one and only Zenyatta. We talk about the rough and tumble days at Agua Caliente. Tune in to hear all of that and more.
This is Wesley Ward. I'm the Conqueror of Royal Ascot. I listen to HRN.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
They went 46.08 for a half. That's an easy pace for the Hencocked Gamine, who makes her way toward the top of the stretch. Trying to hold on to this lead. She's still in hand, but here comes Sconson on the outside, making her move outside of Gamine as they come down to the final furlong. Gamine put to a drive. Sconson to the outside is second. Estilo Talentoso has taken third on the inside. Gamine's got a fight today. Sconson on the outside. Estilo Talentoso is third. Gamine's going to do it. It wasn't easy, but Gamine won it by almost two in the end. Sconson was second. Estilo Talentoso was third. And Fells the One was fourth in 121.5.
Gamine. She's going to be a heavy favorite tomorrow in the Kettle One Ballerina. Bob Baffert. See if he can work his magic at the spa like he's done so many other times. Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts here on HRR. And before we get back into the stakes action, it's time now for the Blood Horse News Update and a look at the top headlines from BloodHorse.com. You know, sometimes it's just meant to do a show with someone when you have news like this. Saddler's Joy sold, will enter stud in Turkey. I should only be reading this on the airwaves with Jude Feld. Grade 1 winner Saddler's Joy has been sold to owner breeder Arif Kertel and will enter stud next year at his farm in Turkey. Kertel purchased Catapult, another son of Kitten's Joy, at the 2019 Keeneland November breeding stock sale for $50,000 out of the Lane's End consignment. The reception to the Grade 1 placed Grade 2 winner was so strong that Kertel went looking for another El Prado line stallion. "We were working to purchase Saddler's Joy for the last 6 to 7 months," said Murat Sankal with Sankal Racing, who helps Kertel identify and acquire stallions. In August, the owner breeder acquired Grade 1 placed multiple graded stakes winner and freshman sire war correspondent. Kertel also stands Avery Island, His Way, and Air Vice Marshal. Initially, Kertel had hoped to race Saddler's Joy in the Grade 2 International Bosphorus Cup at Velafiendi Racecourse in Istanbul, but the shipping regulation prevented him from getting the 8-year-old to Turkey in time, according to Sankal. "He's a wonderful racehorse, and we want to thank longtime trainer Tom Albertrani for keeping him sound while he raced in high-level races." That wraps up tonight's edition of the Blood Horse News Update. The new Blood Horse Plus is available through BloodHorse.com and provides exclusive content to subscribers, including a daily detailed stakes winner section, Fox Sports and Blood Horse branded weekly program showcasing the thoroughbred industry's upcoming races and recapping recent stakes results, behind the scenes videos and interviews, and more. There's no risk or obligation. You can try Blood Horse Plus for free for 30 days. Just use the promo code FREEMONTHJA. No spaces. It's good through August 31st for new Blood Horse Plus monthly members. That's the new Blood Horse Plus at BloodHorse.com. Jude, in all of our years at HRRN together, how many times do you think we covered Saddler's Joy?
I don't know. I was thinking about that when you were talking. I would say minimum of 7, right?
7?
I mean, that would be a minimum. I don't
know. I would say 20 is not a problem.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah. Okay. That's, I would say, lot. 18 to 20 is not a problem.
How many times did he run in that period of time?
It's got to be in the 30s.
Yeah.
I didn't have his PPs in front of me, but it's got to be in the 30s, and he was always in stakes races.
Yeah, always.
In big races.
Always. And always right there. I mean, he didn't win a lot, but he won enough.
one of us probably picked him on every show.
Yeah, highly likely.
Or both of us. I'll miss Sadler's Joy. Tommy, I got to tell you, that's going to be some void to fill in that barn. Tommy loves his horses like a lot of these trainers do, but...
Yeah. Well, Tommy really has done a great job with him. I mean, that horse runs in the best marathon races we have in the United States, and he fires every time. It's just been an outstanding training job, and I've enjoyed watching that as much as I have the horse.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Keeping him at that level for so many years, pretty amazing. Good luck to everybody involved, and congratulations to everybody involved with good old Sadler's Joy. All right, tomorrow, the Grade 1 action kicks off in Race 7, the Kettle 1 Ballerina. Grade 1, $500,000 on the line, 7/8 out of the chute. Four of the fillies and mares, field of 7, 3-5 on the rail is Gamine. Bob Baffert, John Velasquez. She won here in Saratoga last year. She galloped home in the test. Her lone defeat came at going 1/8 in her lone start around two turns, against stakes competition anyway, in the Kentucky Oaks last year when she was disqualified for purse money. She's a sprint machine. She's a perfect 3-for-3 this year. She's 3-for-5 amidst all the controversy, Jude.
Yeah. Well, she's 3-for-3 going 7 furlongs. She's won 4 grade 1s. There's really not much speed in here. There's really nobody that can run with her early, which is, you know, going to be the whole key. The rail's no bargain, but again, the horses outside of her are not as quick as her, so she's probably all right. The horse I think has the only chance to beat her is the outside, number 7, Cece. She will be behind her for most of the way. So if Gamine can hold her off the last 1/8 of a mile, I think that's it.
Okay, I went to Casual. I'm going to try and beat Gamine. Casual has gotten unfavorable setups. She hasn't gotten a lot of pace in front of her. When she's gotten some pace, she's just run out of real estate. Now tomorrow she gets 7. And when there's a horse like Gamine in the race, there's always pace on. Gamine is absolutely the horse to beat. I think Casual has a chance to beat her. She's going to be a giant price. I might as well try and look like a hero and hope this pace collapses a little bit. And Casual comes and gets her. So I picked Casual on top of Gamine. I'll use the two of them in multi-race wagers, but I will try and upset the apple cart with the number 3. Casual, race 7, goes as the grade 1, Kettle 1, Ballerina handicap. Race 8, the 4-go, same 7/8. This one's for the boys, grade 1. 600,000 on the line, a field of 8 in here. Boy, it's the same old... It's the same old cast. Love seeing these guys. And when they all get together, there's usually a really good race put on in front of us. Yopan going to kind of join the fray a little bit. Yopan, he had a little two-race blemish, the Breeders' Cup Sprint and the Golden Shaheen. Maybe it's not coincidence. They were the only 2 times he tried group or grade 1 competition. He is back against group and grade 1 competition. He returns to a place, Jude, where he ran arguably the 2 best races of his life last summer.
Yeah, no question about it, and he's my top pick. I just felt like Mischievous Alex, his 2 worst races were at Saratoga. Whitmore, since he hasn't been using Lasix, is maybe just a little bit off of his top form. Lexingtonian, he ran kind of an out-of-body race last time in the Vanderbilt, and I don't think he's going to repeat that. I think that was a one-off. And Doubly Blessed is so outclassed to having run for 16,000 claiming back in the day. So I was looking for a fresh face. Yopan is a fresh face. He's got excellent speed. He's got, you know, good figures. He's got 6 workouts since his last race. I decided he was going to be the price horse to play. I also like Mind Control a little bit. He's been doing well, back to good form. And the old Forens Fire, hard to forget about him. I mean, I know he likes other racetracks maybe better than Saratoga, but it's not like he can't run good at Saratoga. So that's the way I made it, 7, 4, and 8.
Yeah, I went with Yelpon too. He looks like he's going to control on the front end in here because he's a, you know, it's a race that doesn't really have a ton of speed. I guess Mischievous Alex can try and make some pace from the rail, but he's a little bit better when he can sit just off. I like Yelpon. I think Whitmore is going to run a big race. We're a real shocker there. He always seems to. And Firenze Fire. You know, last time he didn't have the cleanest of trips, and I think he can rebound a little bit and shake that Belmont Park moniker. So I went 7-2-8 in here, but I do think Yelpon has a big tactical advantage. I mean, there's nobody else in here that's that fast early on. He hasn't even shown his speed in his last three starts. When he flaunts his speed early on, he is a dangerous, dangerous animal. So we'll see if it works tomorrow. I would imagine it's going to play catch me if you can. And I don't think they're going to in the grade one forego. Yelpon for me. Race number 8 goes as that forego. Race number 9, the grade 1A Challenge Jerkins. Another 7 furlongs. This one for the 3-year-olds. And it's a rematch of two of the fastest horses around. But we're going to throw in a couple of wrinkles. Following C, going to cut back from his Haskell attempt that did not go so well. And Life is Good makes his first start for trainer Todd Pletcher. The early winter book favorite for the Kentucky Derby found himself on the sidelines. He finds himself in a new barn amidst all the Baffert controversy. Comes back with regular rider Mike Smith. He's your 8-5 second choice. Jackie's Warrior in his recency. Even money on the morning line. What a horse race this should be, Jude.
Yeah, it's a very good race. It's going to be super exciting to watch. Jackie's Warrior, totally impressive last time. When he's on his game and on the lead, he's a very tough horse to beat. Drain the Clock is good. He's drawn inside of Jackie's Warrior again. That's not going to help him at all. But they're a good matchup. I think Life is Good has an excellent shot. His numbers don't look that fast, but they're like early 3-year-old numbers, right? March the 6th was his last race, which is, you know, getting close to serious Derby prep time. But I think if he had raced on, his numbers would have been as good as Drain the Clock and Jackie's Warrior and those horses. I'm interested to see what Pletcher does. I thought it was kind of odd that he puts Mike Smith on because Mike Smith is one of Baffert's regular riders. I maybe would have gone with somebody else, but maybe Mike Smith said, don't take me off that horse.
Yeah.
I mean, who would want to lose that mount? That's a good horse. So,
and they've teamed up enough together where,
yeah,
you know, when you have a horse who's had as much success as this horse has had, and he's had so much else have to change already, I think you want to leave the constant, which is Money Mike, in the boot. I wasn't surprised by this. I'll tell you what. I'm a little surprised by the spot. 7/8 off the layoff. It's a distance he's never run at. And he's running into a horse that's flat out fast in Jackie's Warrior, who I think showed you last time when he's ready, there are fewer horses on this planet that are faster than him. And I got to be honest, coming off the layoff, Drain the Clock took a shot at him last time. You know, Drain the Clock got him 2 starts back when he didn't break that well, and he kind of struggled with that racetrack. I'll tell you what, he really liked the sloppy sealed track last time. He has no problem handling fast tracks. He's going to get a fast track tomorrow. Man, it's going to be hard to get past Jackie's Warrior. I do believe you're going to have a horse like Life is Good take a lot of late money, take a lot of money into him. And I think that's a good thing. I'm going to try and hit a cold exactly here with Following C. I'm looking for a little 2-4, the other Pletcher, if you will. Following C, I think he's going to run a good race, but I think they're all running after Jackie's Warrior. Race number 9 goes as the Grade 1 Jerkins Memorial. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the Grade 1 action at the Spa, including that Run Happy Trappers. You're listening to the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts here on HRRN.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
The thoroughbred season at Colonial Downs is in full swing. The season continues through September 1st with racing every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 1:45 p.m. Closing week features the Grade 3 New Kent County Virginia Derby along with four other turf stakes on Tuesday, August 31st. It's our biggest day of the meet. Bet an all-stakes, all-turf pick 5 wager on Derby Day. Closing day, Wednesday, September 1st, features 5 stakes for Virginia bred and sired horses. Virginia Derby Day, August 31st, followed by Virginia bred stakes day the following afternoon. Post time both days at 1:45 p.m.
The spring summer meet is just heating up at Gulfstream Park, with racing now through September 26th, Friday through Sunday. Look forward to the FTBOA Florida Sire Stakes Series starting July 31st. And stay in on the action from the comfort of your mobile phone with First Bet, the official app of Gulfstream Park. For 10 Palms reservations, stake schedules, or tips and analysis, visit GulfstreamPark.com. We are now fully open for public viewing.
And they're off in the Charlestown Classic.
Tune in tonight, beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern, for HRRN's live coverage of the Charlestown Classic. Mike Pena and Bobby Newman will bring you total coverage of the biggest night of racing in Charlestown history. It's the Charlestown Classic, exclusively here on HRRN. Tune in on Sirius 218, XM 201, or stream it live on our website at horseracingradio.net.
I'm 3-time Derby winning jockey Gary Stevens.
This is Rosie Napravnik.
Hi, my name is Sean Bridgman.
Hi, my name is Alan Garcia, and I listen to Horse Racing Radio.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
It is Latruska in front as they turn into the stretch. She ran 3/4 and 1:10-1. Jose Ortiz hasn't asked her yet. Now he shakes up the reins as they pass the 3/16 pole. It is Latruska leading here by 4. Then She Dares the Devil and Bonnie South. It's Latruska with the lead. Bonnie South moving up on the outside into second. And Latruska has it won. A tour de force here for Latruska. She won by 3, a mile and a 16th in 1:41.15.
Johnny I on the call. Latruska, she has turned into some race mare this season. See if she can keep it going in that personal Linton tomorrow afternoon. Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts here on HRRN, the Big A, and the pontiff of the Pick Four. I haven't said that in a while. Jude Fell joining me tonight on the night we announced the retirement of Saddler's Joy. How fitting. Tomorrow morning, show that launched the network, the Equine Forum. John Saddler looks back on his big win in last week's Pacific Classic, Triple E, and discusses his contenders this weekend stakes. Trainer Ralph Nix talks about his runners in Gulfstream's Florida Sire Series stakes. Colonial Downs VP of Racing Operations Jill Byrne looks ahead to Tuesday's Grade 3 Virginia Derby. We go down the road to the Breeders' Cup with turf rider John Gilmore. Take a closer look at the Women You're In races that were conducted recently in France. Plus, Sean Clancy goes in the room with veteran rider David Flores, and Kurt Becker takes a stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. The show to launch the network, the Equine Forum, presented by Woodbine Entertainment, Sirius 219, XM 201. Stream it live from 8 a.m. on, your home for all of racing's biggest events at horseracingradio.net. All right, back to the Grade 1 action at Saratoga, the personal ensign. $600,000 on the line, mile and an eighth, named after one of the great race mares of all time. A perfect 13-for-13, wrapped it up in 1988 with a win in the Breeders' Cup Classic and the Breeders' Cup Distaff over Kentucky Derby winner, winning colors in one of the most memorable races of my lifetime. Field of 9 in here, led by Latruska, who's going for 4 in a row. In fact, she's a head away from winning 6 in a row.
Yeah, she's the current queen, you'd have to say. She's the mare that everybody is talking about all the time. Fantastic performances of late, and started out inauspiciously in Mexico City and has worked her way up to the big time. Now she's running in stakes at the Spa, so meteoric rise to stardom, you might say. She'll be tough to beat. I went with the 2 as time goes by, who had a little bit of a stumble in the Clement L. Hirsch last time at Del Mar. She's a nice filly, got tremendous speed figures, excellent pace figures. I think she can rebound here. Her recent works have been super sharp. So I went to beat the favorite with number two as time goes by.
Wow. Trying to beat Letruzka. All right. Interesting. I'm not. Nope.
So rare. Usually it's a form reversal.
Yeah. I made way too much money with Letruzka so far this year. I want to tell you the horse who I think is going to be, who's really, really interesting in here. And it's Harvey's Little Goyle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's going to be in my exacta for sure. I love that filly.
Harvey's Little Goyle, and you see all these turf races. You know, she didn't get the best ride last year in the Alabama. She probably should have been second. You take away that fantasy where she just didn't handle that track at Oaklawn. Her two dirt races at Aqueduct the winter before were pretty good. She's an interesting filly, and the one thing that she has going for her is distance. This 9 furlongs. I know a lot of them haven't had trouble with 9 furlongs, but she kind of excels at these longer distances. So she's a little interesting to me. I don't know if she's as good as Letruzka. I mean, I do know. I don't think she's as good as Letruzka. If I thought she was as good as Letruzka, you know me, Jude. I have no problem trying to take a shot against a big favorite. But this filly, this mare is just going too good right now. So I will use Harvey's Little Goyle underneath. I'm also going to use Royal Flag underneath. You know, Royal Flag, to me, while her figures all appear to be similar, I think her two best races have come at Saratoga. So, beating Horologist last time, just missing to Letruzka in the Chuvie last year, I thought maybe Royal Flag could get there in as well. So I'm gonna play a little 6-5, 6-8. I don't like the quick turnaround for Swiss Skydiver. And I'm going to tell you why. I thought she actually ran really well last time. And I think she may have run a little too hard against Next Go. She was the only one who really took a shot at Next Go last time. So I think the turnaround's a little quick for her. Always rooting for her because her connections, they really show her off. And I think that's what the game's all about. They run her. You know, they're not afraid to run her. Not too many horses of her caliber in a COVID 2020 that ran 10 times, including the Preakness. So I have a lot of respect for her. I think this might be back a little too quick. I'll be looking forward to seeing her in a race like the Beldame down at Belmont Park in the fall. But yeah, a little 6-5, 6-8 for me. Letruzka, the top pick, race number 10, goes as the Grade 1 personal ensign. Grade 1 Sword Dancer, presented by Resorts World Casino, goes as race number 11. 1.5 miles on the turf, as you would imagine. Chad Brown has a couple of runners in here, including the 2-1 favorite, Chabuvin, who, boy, talk about having a little form reversal when you change his style a little bit. This horse has turned into one of the top turf horses in the country at 5, just by putting a little speed into him. We'll see what Channelmaker does. We'll see what Moretti does. Moretti has never run on the turf, but Moretti is a distance eater, right? He's like an innings eater. So I guess Todd Pletcher has decided that there's not really much for him until the Temperance Hill down at Belmont Park. Might as well give him a whirl on the weeds and see if he can take to the turf going this 1.5 mile distance. Japan comes in for the Coolmore folks. Ryan Ward's going to come in for the ride. It's an interesting race. We'll see how Chabuvin does off of that United Nations victory.
Yeah, we already had a horse come out of the United Nations and win as well, so it's a productive race. I went with Japan. Aiden O'Brien, I mean, he's been kicking booty and taking names lately. He's won 3 out of 5 this year stateside, and Ryan Moore's been on the bulk of them, and why not? This horse has 125 racing post rating, which far and exceeds every other horse in the race. I think we'll get a square price, too. So I went with Japan.
All right. So Jude's going to try the shipper. Jude is going to try Japan. I am going to... I had a tough time with this race. I ultimately landed on Gufo. I think the blinkers helped Gufo last time by being a little bit more receptive to Joel Rosario's commands. It sounds ridiculous, but if you watch the race, this is a horse that ordinarily drops really far back and then leaves himself with too much to do. Every now and then he gets there. He usually gets there against lesser. But I feel like last time, and even though it was against much lesser last time, he listened to Joel, and he made the lead much sooner than he had ever done in his career. He was on the lead at the eighth pole. That just doesn't happen with Gufo. I think those blinkers really helped him listen to commands last time. So I landed with him. Trebouvin could obviously win this race. I think Channel Maker still has one more good punch left in him back at Saratoga. Maybe he needed to knock the rust off last time. We've seen that from him before. Problem is sometimes he needs a race or two to knock the rust off. And then I would use Japan as well. I wish I could have a more succinct feel for this race. I don't. I don't, so I went with Gufo. We'll see if he can get the job done. Race number 11 goes as the grade 1 Sword Dancer at the Spa. The big one is race 12, the Run Happy Travers. Grade 1, $1.25 million on the line. The Midsummer Derby, mile and a quarter, starts at the 8th pole. Field of 7 in here. All eyes will be on the number 2, Essential Quality. Your Belmont Stakes, presented by Naira Betts winner, your Jim Dandy winner. Lone Blemish came when he got beat just a length in the Kentucky Derby this year. He's 4-5 on the morning line for leading rider Luis Saez and Brad Cox.
Yeah, I mean, hard to pick against him. He's the best horse by a block. Although he never wins by a block, but he's the best horse. So I think it's going to be a replay of the Jim Dandy. I made the race 2-3, and that's probably what I'm going to bet.
All right. So 2-3 for Jude. My man Chad Brown is heating up like fireworks on the 3rd of July right now. And Miles D is a horse that they had a lot of high hopes for last year. He ran well in a loaded maiden race behind Speaker's Corner, Caddo River, and Greatest Honor. All those horses came back to win stakes races, save Speaker's Corner, who just came back from the layoff. Came back this year from an October to June layoff. He romped in a maiden race. I thought he ran really well first time around two turns last time in the curling, catching some moisture in the track. He actually put his head in front at one point and just got run down late by a horse in Dynamic One, who I think is a player in here as well tomorrow. I thought he was the horse that could spice things up. He is the second longest shot on the board at 12-1. Joel Rosario sticking with Keep Me In Mind, who he gave a flawless ride to in the Jim Dandy to get the second place money. Almost pulled off an upset of Essential Quality last time. So Flavian Pratt, who's been riding an awful lot of horses for Chad Brown, comes in for the ride on Miles D. He's riding some other horses during the day as well. I think Miles D is the interesting horse to try to get into the exacta and the try. I'll use him with Dynamic One. I'll use him with Keep Me In Mind. Not really a Midnight Bourbon guy. I don't like betting horses off of trauma trips. We'll see what happens. And, you know, I would imagine from the rail draw in a race that doesn't have a ton of speed, he's going to be committed to going to the top. We'll see what Masked Parade does from the six hole. I'm going to try and get Miles D in this number here. I think the race is Essential Qualities to lose. 2-5. I'll use the 3 Keep Me In Mind and the 4 Dynamic One as well. Should be a fun renewal of the Grade 1 Run Happy Travers. We'll take one more break. We'll come back. Got some Winning Your In action at Del Mar from the Pat O'Brien. We got a Sunday Stakes from Saratoga and from Del Mar as well. We'll bring those to you when we return. One last break. You're listening to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
Mark your calendars for the biggest night of racing in Charlestown history. It's the Grade 2 Charlestown Classic and Grade 3 Charlestown Oaks on Friday, August 27th. This spectacular card features 9 stakes races and over $2 million in purses, plus $100,000 guarantees in the late Pick 4 and Pick 5, and a mandatory payout in the Jackpot Pick 6. It's the Charlestown Classic in Charlestown Oaks on Friday, August 27th, here at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
Kentucky Downs is home to the best turf racing in America and attracts the largest fields in the country, competing for over $15 million in purses over 6 days, making it the largest prize money available in thoroughbred racing due to the addition of KTDF funds. Sign up for Kentucky Downs Turf Handicapping Challenge presented by DRF and win NHC and BCBC entries, as well as a chance to be crowned the Bet Makers King of the Turf. For more information on how to sign up, visit kingoftheturf.com.
Don't miss HRRN's special coverage of the Virginia Derby this Tuesday, beginning at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. Mike Pena and Bobby Newman will broadcast live from Colonial Downs and bring you complete coverage of Virginia's marquee race. It's the Virginia Derby, only here on HRRN. Tune in on Sirius 219, XM 201, or streaming live at horseracingradio.net.
This is Steve Asmussen. You're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
Viadera in fourth, passing out, gains a bit of ground down towards the rail from fifth, and Clara Peters is sixth. The field comes off the turn and enters the stretch, and here is Catch-A-Bid now to take the lead. It's Catch-A-Bid in front. Nor Sahara on the outside is moving up into second as Zenobia drops back. Then comes Viadera, and passing out is looking for a way through. Here's North Sahara. Here's Viadera on the outside. Viadera wins it right at the end. Viadera over North Sahara and passing out in third. And the time was 1 minute, 38 seconds.
Last year's De La Rose went to Viadera. Can she take the Ballston Spa tomorrow afternoon here at the Spa? We'll find out on a stakes pack. Run Happy Travers Day card. Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts here on HRRN. Lots of great action. You know, we failed to tell you, and when I say we, I mean me, failed to tell you earlier that there's women you're in action at Saratoga as well tomorrow. At Kettle One Ballerinas, a women you're in for the Philly and Mare Sprint. The Personal Ensigns, a women you're in for the Breeders' Cup Distaff, and the Resorts World Casino Sword Dancers are winning your in for the turf. So lots of winning your ins tomorrow. We're going to bring you another one now from Del Mar. Love those winning your in races, Jude. Even on these big days, you know, you say to yourself, well, a lot of these horses are going to wind up in those Breeders' Cup races anyway, but some nice little incentives for the connections to run in these races.
Yeah, it's very expensive to ship horses to Breeders' Cups, and there's a lot of hidden expenses, like paying for where the grooms are going to stay and the trainers' flights and all of those things. So it helps to get that bonus money. And even if you're regularly stabled in California, where these people in the Pat O'Brien are, they still get a little subsidy, which certainly helps.
Yeah. I don't think people, you know, you've said this a lot in our time on the radio together. People don't realize how much it takes to win a horse race, right? I don't think people realize how much it takes just to get these horses over there sometimes.
Yeah. No, it's tough. It's the hardest thing you can do in life. I've had a lot of different jobs. I've done a lot of different things. I can tell you one thing. Training horses is very difficult. And it's even more difficult now because there's more rules. There's more paperwork. There's, you know, all kinds of hoops you have to jump through. In the old days, you'd get out of bed, go to the barn, you decide whether you can work a horse. Now you got to fill out a form. You got to notify the vet. You got to have a post-work drug test, all these things. Depending on what state you're in, you have to keep track of 300 different racetracks that you go to. I don't know how the guys do it. I mean, I used to think it was impressive that they had two houses and three cars, you know, but that's nothing compared to what you have to do now to train a horse. So hats off to trainers.
Yeah. They do an awful lot of work. They got to do an awful lot to get these horses over there. I don't think people appreciates probably the wrong word. I don't think people completely get how much work is involved. All right. So that Pat O'Brien's grade two, 7 furlongs out of the chute at Del Mar, winning you're in for the Breeders' Cup Sprint. I don't know if we're going to see any of these Flagstaff's there. We'll see CZ Rocket. Now, CZ Rocket was third in the Bing Crosby. Pete Miller had talked extensively about how this horse was, you know, much better when he had his Lasix. And I thought he ran just fine in the Bing Crosby. Did he lack that final real kick? Yeah, he did. And I wonder how much the Lasix really affects him. It's a field of 10. And like we said, you know, when you're putting this kind of bonus on the line to get these horses stamped in and winning your ins for these Breeders' Cup races, you're going to have guys and gals take shots in here. It certainly looks like there's quite a few of them trying to do that in here. Is this race as simple as Flagstaff or CZ Rocket, Jude?
Well, I took CZ Rocket. I just think, you know, I like his pattern. He did respond well to the race without Lasix, which is a feather in his cap, I thought. It's not a race I'll probably bet because the prices are not going to be commensurate to the chances. I've never been a Flagstaff fan. He's run some great races, and he obviously has a ton of talent. He's a millionaire, so that's on me. But I like CZ Rocket. I like his post draw. I like Florent Giroux on him. I like Peter Miller. So that's where I went.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was going to be when you first looked at the race. It was like, well, Flagstaff or CZ Rocket almost have to win this race. And then I decided that I was going to live up to my nickname that you gave me a long time ago, the Prince of Pace. Brickyard Ride. You know, Brickyard Ride, I think it's a little deceiving because it looks like in his big, on the big stage, he kind of takes a step back. I don't think that's what it is. I just think it takes him some time to get back to his fig. And he's got 10 weeks to come back to his career best in that Thor's Echo last time. I don't even think he ran that poorly in the Bing Crosby last time. I just think he went a little too fast. Now, one of his best races is in the San Carlos, going the 7. Sometimes these speedy types, it's easier for them to dole out their speed going 7 than it is 6. Let's see if that's the case with Brickyard Ride. I'm going to try him to post a mild upset over both Flagstaff and CZ Rocket. The 7 Brickyard Ride for me, race number 10 on Saturday. Winning you're in for the Breeders' Cup Sprint, the Grade 2. Pat O'Brien, race number 9, Saratoga on Sunday. The Better Talk Now is at a flat mile for the 3-year-olds on the grass. Nice little field of 8 in here. When I first looked through this heat, I couldn't throw any of them out. I thought it was that kind of race.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those races where I didn't cross anybody out. And you used to tease me about picking the horse that was the only horse that I didn't have crossed out.
Yeah.
But this is the exact opposite. I didn't cross anybody out in this race. So you are 100% correct in my eyes that anybody could win this. I kind of lean towards Straw Into Gold. But for reasons that have absolutely nothing to do with handicapping, other than he does have my top turf figure. But I remember being in church one time, and the priest was talking about Rumpelstiltskin as the only person who could ever change Straw Into Gold. And my feed man, Angel Unamuno, was in the front row pew, and as we were leaving church, I walked over and I said, you know, the priest was wrong. You've turned Straw Into Gold for many years.
That's great.
He just busted up laughing.
That's fantastic.
But, yeah, that was a great day. So I'm going with Straw Into Gold.
Yeah, seriously, like, could not. I don't know. Dr. Jack certainly has the pedigree to handle the turf, and that's the number 2. You know, you'd need a horse like Danzig with the Stars to kind of step up a little bit off a 2-race win streak against Statebreds. Dreamer's Disease just got beat against Statebreds, blew a big lead to Step Dancer. And, you know, a horse like In Effect. These horses would all need to step up, but certainly Straw Into Gold has races. Sifting Sands has races. Ranger Fox has races. The problem is there's not it's not like they're so dominant that these horses that need to step up would have to step up that big. The horse that I wind up with, speaking of Saddler's Joy, is his little brother, Wolfie's Dyna Ghost. So Wolfie's Dyna Ghost broke his maiden, going 7 furlongs on the dirt, of all things. And then we didn't see him for a long time. He came back in the Peter Pan, and he kind of had no chance in the Peter Pan, and then he won. I don't know what kind of ride he got last time. It was not Arad Ortiz Jr.'s finest moment, I can tell you that. But he was running against Public Sector and Annex, and he was probably running against better horses. And now Jose Ortiz is going to be back aboard. He's going to get a better – he's going to run against a field more on par with his talent right now, I believe. He's going to be a square price. I think he has some blue sky, as you would like to say. So – in a wide-open affair, give me a horse that's going to be a middling price. The number 3, Wolfie's Dyna, goes for me. Race number 9 goes as the better talk now. And at Del Mar on Sunday, the Shared Beliefs at a flat mile. It'll go as race number 9. It's got a field of 6. It's got a couple of interesting ones, though. It's got Medina Spirit, your Kentucky Derby first-place finisher. And it's got your Santa Anita Derby winner, Rock Your World.
Yeah, 2 of my faves. I'm going to go with the horse that crossed the wire first in the Kentucky Derby, Medina Spirit. It's been working good, ready for this race. It's only a mile. Johnny V, all those things. Why not?
Yeah, this horse was supplemented to this race. There was talk of the Haskell early on in the after the Preakness, and that obviously never materialized. And he kind of stepped up. He worked on June 14th, and then he didn't work for another 6 weeks. And then after that, I guess Bob Baffert kind of circled this spot. I don't know what to do with him. I really don't. I don't know how much pressure he's going to take from a horse like Stiletto Bay, from a horse like the Great One. You know, I'm a big believer that he's a need-to-lead type, and I think even last time he showed you that when he got to the lead in the Preakness, he still couldn't. He couldn't finish the job. It's a little bit of a different story in here tomorrow. And what's Rock Your World going to do? I got a little goofy in here. Team Merchants to upset the apple cart in a big way. This horse ran really well in his debut at Saratoga when he finished behind Reinvestment Risk. Then he broke his maiden. He didn't run for a while. He turfed. He put him back on dirt, and he got the money. Now he's going to stretch him out around 2 turns as Doug O'Neill and Mario Gutierrez. I think he sits just off the pace. I'm going to try Team Merchants for the big upset on Sunday. Race 9 goes as the Shared Belief. All 12 in the books. Time now for the Naira Bets Best Bet.
This is the Naira Bets Best Bet.
All right, Mr. Fonta, the pick 4. Where are we going?
Well, I'm going to go to the 11th race at Saratoga and take number 6, Japan.
Japan, big, nice little juicy price for Jude. I am not going to be that brave. I am going to go with the girl that's taking me to the dance all year long. I've had a lot of luck with Latruska this year. I'm going to make those 2 exactas, that the 6.5, 6.8. So I'm going to make that exacta part wheel. 6/5.8 in the personal instant. My Naira Bets Best Bet. Jude, thank you again for filling in all week. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Glad to do it.
Just got some good news. The most recent rapid test I took came back negative.
Oh, nice.
So we'll find out tomorrow what in fact is going on. We recorded this program on Friday afternoon. So you'll be getting ready for our coverage of the Charlestown Oaks and Classic. Once you wrapping this up, we'll wrap this up about 7 o'clock. 9 to 10:30 tonight. Sirius 218, XM 201. Stream at livehorseracingradio.net. Bonus coverage on Tuesday, the Virginia Derby. 4:30 to 6:30, Sirius 219 XM 201. Bobby Newman and Mike Penna on the call for both of those stakes races, Charlestown and Virginia Derby. I'm kind of jealous. I love being up here at the spa. Well, right now I'm in my house, but I do love going to some of these other smaller racetracks, and should be a lot of fun tonight and Tuesday. Make sure you tune in. Check our website, horseracingradio.net. for the details. Jude, thanks again. Great job. We'll do it again soon.
All right. You're welcome. Good night, Barbados.
All right. There it is. Haven't heard that in a very long time. All right. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Don't forget tonight, 9 o'clock, come back on board with the Charlestown Oaks and Classic live from Charlestown Races. Until then, for Pontiff of the Pick Four, Jude Feld, and our producer Lee DeLatino on the Big A, Anthony Stabile. I hope you have a lucky night. I hope you and all your photo finishes. I'll talk to you Wednesday. Enjoy the weekend, HRRN Nation.